Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I want to welcome everybody that's here bright and early this morning. I know it's not easy. It's not easy for me either to get up this early. But I am so happy to have you all here today. And this is, we're going from freedom to happiness. And it's all about the slogans. What do the slogans do for us in our lives? And I've been in,
Hi, good morning. I'm Beth. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi,
so glad you're all here this morning. So I'm going to read the See How Statement of Anonymity, and also a reminder that when you do come up to the mic, you will need to come and sign this release form to make sure when this goes on the website, you're aware that you're speaking to the public. The See How Statement of Anonymity. There may be some here who are not familiar with their tradition of personal anonymity at the public level. Tradition 11, Sheila, I don't think it's necessary to pass those out. Sorry, that is not part of the script, but sorry. You have your own notepads in your folders. If you want an extra notepad, you're welcome to it, but there are some wording on there that may not be appropriate. Tradition 11. Sorry, we all like, never mind, not going there. Tradition 11, our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and other public media of communication. Thus, we respectfully ask that the See How speakers and members not be photographed, videotaped, or identified by full name on audio recordings or in published or broadcast reports or meetings, including those on the internet. The assurance of anonymity is essential in our effort to help other compulsive eaters who may wish to share our recovery program with us. And our tradition of anonymity reminds us that See How principles come before personalities. A further note about anonymity. Out of respect for others, please do not take photographs during any of the events at the Global Convention. Also be considerate when taking photographs around convention venues. Take care that you do not capture images of See How members, family members, and friends who do not give permission and may not wish to appear in your pictures. Please do not post recognizable photos of identifiable See How members on websites accessible to the public, including unrestricted pages on social networking sites. We thank you for your cooperation in observance of our tradition of anonymity. And as I mentioned before, here is a clipboard. When you speak into the mic, ideally it's best to do it before, but I know sometimes just for convenience sake, it's better to speak and then you can come up and sign. Any questions?
And speak into the mic also.
Okay, yes.
Not you, but the other
people. So yes, make sure you do speak into the mic so your voice can be heard.
Yeah, either come up here or we'll pass the mic around, whatever way people want to do it. It's fine with us. Okay. We'd like to go around the room. Please say your name, where you're from. That's it. That's all we want to know is who you are and where you're from, right?
Beth from Albany, Oregon.
And Sheila from Aurora, Colorado.
So Being a rule follower, the fact we just all spoke, I think we all need to sign it.
It wasn't into the mic.
No, it wasn't. But I encourage you to then come into the mic and share later this morning and sign up. So. All right.
Oh, there's another person. Would you give us your name and where you're from, please?
No. My name is T.
IT.
That
happens when you come walking late.
Yeah.
I'm
from Thousand Oaks.
Yeah. Great. All right. So, as Sheila said, this freedom to happiness is focusing on slogans. It's okay. And we're going to keep going. And there's a fun opportunity to learn a little bit about some of the slogans. I need four volunteers. And the volunteer, I guess I should probably explain what the volunteers are doing first.
Nobody can leave now. I'm closing that door.
I'm going to read a set of slogans. one of them is not a slogan. And so your job will be your job will be to choose the incorrect slogan. So four volunteers, anybody? One, two, three, four. All right. You know who you are. So volunteer number one.
Should we put that back up there? I'll take it.
I need it.
All right, okay. Yeah.
But you can take it.
Thank God this is in the Zoom or something. Oh my God. Okay.
We're just working out the organizational kinks here. You can also bring in the clipboard, might as well.
Oh yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I think we should pass that around. All right.
Don't trip on the cord.
No. So, Serene.
Yes.
Be prepared. A. Let go, let God. B. Thy will, not mine, be done. C. I can't, he can, I think I'll let him. And D. It's all about me.
Oh, gee. It is all about me. It's D. I think it's D.
That's correct.
That's why I'm here. All right.
It's true. The
you get 25 points.
Good job. That is correct. The other three are slogans, and this one is not.
Okay, Karen.
All right, so Karen, our next volunteer. Which is not the right slogan? Easy does it. My way is best. First things first. Live and let live.
Oh, good. Hard, but
my way is best. Does that sound right?
That is correct.
That's a positive affirmation that you were saying. All right. Who else? We got Marty.
Yeah, yep. I remember.
Oh, I got to do Marty first. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Marty. All right. One day at a time. But for the grace of God. But for my way or the highway. Act as if.
I think C, it would be C. And I like the emphasis on but.
That's right. That is correct. But my way for the highway is not a slogan. And Vanessa, contestant number four.
A lot of tension there, Vanessa.
A. Keep an open mind. B, keep right size. C, keep eating. Or D, keep coming back.
I prefer long walks on the beach. Bachelor number two. What is your idea of a perfect date?
April 14th.
Keep eating. Keep eating is not a slogan that we have here.
And that is correct. Nice job. Oh, thank you.
Did we write down the name?
We did not.
All right. Okay.
But we'll they just... were passing the clipboard yeah. around, so
okay.
it's fine.
Okay.
So thank you to those who've joined us since.
Yes. For those Welcome. This is a meeting about slogans. What do slogans really do in our lives? Tools and slogans, and it's going to be it's fun.
So our next activity.
It's from Freedom, but it's Freedom to Happiness with the slogans. Yeah, whoops, with the slogans in your life. It's really fun and it's good. Don't leave.
Is there a money back guarantee?
we'll give you all your misery back if you're not. So the next activity is to generate a little bit of creativity. I know it is 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And I think your feedback on if you want a little assistance on this or not. But we're going to play a Boggle game. Anybody familiar with Boggle? Boggle basically is there's words on a board and you come up with there's letters on a board and you come up with as many words as you can. It's a timed game, and then you meet with a partner or three people, and you read the words that you created. And anybody who had the same word, you cross it off. And the person with the most unique words wins. And so our intention was take 2 to 3 minutes and write down as many slogans as you can think of. And then you meet with 2 or 3 people. You read the slogans out loud to your partners. And then if you have a similar slogan as somebody else, you just cross it off. And the person with the most unique would be the winner. So the question is, was this other slogan game show good enough warm-up to get slogan generated in your head? Or would you like me to read a list of 20 of them? And those who have good memories will clearly be the better winners. But I don't know if that would be helpful. Do you want to just think on your own, or do you want me to? Perfect. Oh, good. Good, good, good. Okay. So does everybody have a pen and paper to write with? So I'm going to set a timer for, I'm going to give 3 minutes because some of these slogans, when I was trying to do this from memory, I was stumped. So some people know slogans more than others. Others will have, and if you can't think of anything, you can use that time to write some other thoughts that might be going on in your head. All right, so 3 minutes on the clock. Ready?
Yep.
Go. And if you've already started, that's okay. And time is up. So those of you who have written down the slogans, count just for now, we'll count them up. So who got 5 slogans or more? Raise your hands. Who got 10 or more? Whoa.
That's my group here this morning.
Maybe 15 or more. Whoa. We've got Vanessa and Jessica. Nice work. For those who are joining us, we just wrote a list of slogans, and then we're going to talk about them in small groups. So good job. Anybody get 20 or more? Vanessa, how many did you get, you and Suzanne? Hey, Oh, okay. 21. 20. Congratulations. That is great. We're going to, again, do the boggle game, but please write your name, to be present to win. Write your name on the bottom of your sheet, and after the discussion's over, I'll go around and collect the sheets, and then your name's going to be entered into a drawing for some great prizes. So in your row or people near you in groups of 2 or 3, read out your slogans. And if you have similar slogans, cross them off and see who had the most. Vanessa?
Well, it was a tag team.
Well, right. That's right, so two
we'll
for the price of one.
Split, we'll give them each
so,
10.
So T, you have a handicap.
So. Gotta be technical here. 10 and a half.
All right. So you've got a few minutes to discuss the slogans and see what ones are the most. All right. It's been a lot of great discussion. It's exciting to hear.
Please.
You know, it's all about me. Oh. That was not a slogan.
It's really all about you all. Y'all.
So I would like to hear from some people who have or will be signing the clipboard what some of the surprises they had of discussing and hearing different people's slogans. What were some awarenesses or surprises?
If you could come up to the microphone, we'd appreciate that. Have one representative from your group come up and maybe.
Vanessa?
You're welcome to read them. You're welcome to say something that surprised you or you became aware of during this process.
Slogans are awesome. No, I do. I love shortcuts. I need shortcuts, like short memory. Give me a shortcut. One that I heard recently that I just want to share is don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I like that.
Don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is. That's one of my favorites. And one I mentioned last night, I keep my food in black and white so I can live my life in color.
Yeah, I love that.
Ooh, and then one I had never heard before that T shared, blowing, oh, sorry, nobody shared. Not her real name. Blowing out someone's candlelight doesn't make yours shine brighter.
Oh. Ooh.
I thought that was wonderful.
Cool. That's cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vanessa.
It reminds me of like that saying, like, don't rain on my parade.
Yeah. No, sing it for us.
Anybody else? Love to hear.
Could we ask Vanessa? Vanessa, can you read all the ones that you had?
Just to get a on the way.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hello. Well, it's the brain power of me and Suzanne, not her real name. and T, not her real name.
No prize for them.
Act as if, fake it till you make it. Contempt prior to investigation. Ego, edging God out. Take what you like and leave the rest. Live and let live. Let go and let God. Turn it over. First things first. Easy does it. Principles over personalities. I keep reading with my terrible writing, shut up and show up, but it means it actually is suit up and show up.
That might work too, though.
Don't leave until the miracle happens.
Yeah.
If you don't share it, you wear it. Service is freedom from bondage of self. You can't keep what you don't give away. If you don't grow, you go. I don't know if this is a slogan, but I think of it often. Resentment is the number one offender. The dubious luxury of other men. One day at a time. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. Self got me into this. God gets me out. Self gets me into this. God gets me out. There but for the grace of God go I. I can't. God can. I think I'll let God.
Thank you, Vanessa. Woo-hoo. And in a bit, I'll be sharing a little bit about some resources where you can find more slogans. Would anybody else like to share something they've learned? I mean, there'll be more sharing opportunities, don't get me wrong, but just based on this activity, was there something that surprised you or you became aware of?
Hi, I'm Karen Ann.
And speak into the mic, if maybe we need to raise it up a little.
Okay. You know, just doing this reminded me of two things that I just really kept me in program. One is somebody said to me when I first came in, and, you know, I was at my rock bottom, and they said, let us love you until you can love yourself. And you know, I've just kept that in my heart, knowing that every time I come into a meeting, I'm in a spiritual home where everybody loves me no matter what. And, you know, I can just be a member. So that was always a one that almost brings tears to my eyes. Anyways, and a lot of these are just things that just have saved my life. Like, you know, don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle, because I keep waiting. And I keep getting the miracle, so yay. Anyway, those are two of the ones that really touch me. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jessica, compulsive eater.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. So the group that I was with shared some that were pretty cool that I thought I would share with you. Let's see. Keep your eyes on your own plate. Can't. Yeah, that one didn't sting at all, did it?
And then my favorite one.
Can't worry yourself into serenity. Can't worry yourself into serenity. Think, think. Think. Mm-hmm. Plan, prepare, protect, pray.
Fine. After this activity.
And what else did I have up there? Trust the process. More will be revealed.
Oh,
first thought, wrong.
Yeah.
Followed by reason it out. And then a problem shared is a problem cut in half. And say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
Mm. Nice.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Steve, a compulsive eater.
Hi, Steve. May lift it up.
Thanks, Suzanne. So I love this, here's some ones that I came up with, and I said a day at a time, keep it simple, let go, let God, we can do what I can't, halt, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, willingness is the key, I don't know if this is a slogan, but help is as near as a telephone, stay connected, keep coming back. And then it works if you work it. I could tell you what was enlightening for me just during that time is trying to come up with slogans is my mind sort of freezes in those moments, you know? Even though I know all of them and I've seen them all, that's why it's so important to stay connected, make outreach calls, and talk to other members, because they have those slogans when I can't think of them. So thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, was there somebody else? Shelley?
Hi, Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Hi, everybody. Okay.
So you need to bring the mic closer to your face.
Okay. This is one of my favorites. If you don't go, you go. And one of the things I always say to the newcomer, give us 30 days. If you don't like what you find, we'll gladly refund your misery. I'm infamous on the Sunday meeting for saying that. Let's see. Bless them, heal me. Tell your problems how big your God is. Resentment is suffering on repeat. How important is it? I am where my feet are. Compare and despair. And that's all I could think of. There's an acronym for THINK. Is it thoughtful? Is it honest? Is it important? Is it necessary? Is it kind?
I like that one. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shelley. Sorry. All right. Well, excellent. We're going to move on. So I mentioned writing your name on a piece of paper or the slogans, but if you want to keep your notes, just write your name on a new piece of paper and pass it to the aisle. And like a flight attendant, I will come and collect your pieces of paper. I'm not handing out beverages, but... Service with a smile. And so then I will then put your names into a hat for drawing at the end of this workshop. And now Sheila.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for getting up early. I love getting up early. I need toothpicks in my eyes and hope the brain is going to function as good as it sometimes does after it thaws out. So I wanted to do this workshop because we had a retreat on the phone, and we did it. And we did a slogans workshop when we did the retreat on the phone. It's really wonderful. We're going to do it again. And it was 7 hours on the phone, and we had different workshops. We had different things going on, a lot of fun, and a lot of information, and a lot of good program, really good program. I always say, if you walk into a meeting and you walk out with one thing, you've done good. It doesn't have to be, oh, I got to get 20 out of it, or I got to get this out of it. Just one that sticks in your mind or you think about, you know, that helps you with your program. That's what it's all about. We're here to give information, to help people do their workshop, to learn something from the workshop, to grow, because every day to me you should learn and grow, every day of our lives, you know? So anyways, of course, you can tell that what is my favorite, and people, I mean, I'm like a broken record. When I get on the phone bridge, I say this, I tell people, because what works for Sheila? What works for my program? What has helped me stay in my program? So to me, one day at a time, because I feel that that's all I get. I only have today. I have no guarantee. God doesn't say to me, Sheila, don't worry about it. You've got about 25 more years to live. Don't worry about it. You're okay. No, I have no guarantee. God forbid. I have no guarantee. So I live in the day, and I make the most of it. That's what I do. I get up in the morning, I swing my legs out, and I say, thank you, God, for another day. Help me arrest this disease, which is a dis-ease at times. And for that, I'm grateful, you know? And then I get on a meeting. I mean, I'd say I'm a phone bridge junkie to a point, you know? To hear it. I need to hear people telling me what works. I need to, because I don't know everything. I'm not perfect, and I never will be. Too much work, so we don't want that. But I get on the meetings, I connect with people who, no matter what, hopefully like me, understand me, give me hope, give me strength to take care of myself for today. And I take that with me, you know? It's really, really important. I take it with me throughout my day. And I love the slogans because things will come into my mind, you know? I'll always, if I'm having a situation, like, I love the serenity prayer. You know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can. And that just went right out of my head.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you. I mean, I haven't said it for a long time. I came into 12-step program in the 70s, okay? And all it was at that time was OA. And I came in, and the slogans, I took them from there. It's come with me right through the whole time. I mean, I've been in and out of program. I'm not perfect. But it came with me, and I always look at that, and I always say to my daughter, sometimes she'll call and say, I have a situation problem. I say, accept the things you cannot change. You've got to get that into your head, you know, and then you'll be free. Be free, you know. You know, and I always love, to thy own self be true. To thy own self be true. Because you know what? Even though I'm on bridge meetings, people don't get to see me. You have to take me for what I say and what... hopefully what I'm doing, you know, is that's what it is. And if, you know what, and if I'm not true to myself, not going to be your problem, it's going to be my problem, you know, because it's with me, you know. So, I love the slogans, and when I always tell people, I say, the old doormat syndrome, If you lay down, people can wipe their feet on you. But if you don't lay down, they can't do it. So, you know, things to protect. You know, like to protect myself from that, you know? And the other one I love, too, is expectation is the seeds to resentment. And that's all my life, expectations. You know, I have such a hard time, because I do, my daughter will say, Mom, you always expect people to do this and this and this, and when they don't do it, you get all upset. And, you know, and I'm learning not to expect it. I put it out there, I let go of it, and because otherwise I get resentful, and then what do? Well, we do what we did all our lives. We stuff the feelings. That's it. I didn't like what she said to me, so boop. I didn't like what she did, boop. I mean, it's like living in the negative. Living in the negative, to me, is the worst thing in life. When I'm not doing my program and I'm living in the negative, I'm the most miserable person you probably ever want to meet. And if somebody says, boo the wrong way, I'm like, eh, I'm get you. But, you know, I mean, it's these slogans, like I say, give me like a breather, you know, a breather to say, you know what, just for today, Sheila, just for today, all you have to do is let go, let God, talk to God, and I do that. He's my higher power, and I speak for myself. And I just tell him, you know, help me, help me. I want to be the winner. I do. I want to be the winner. I don't want to be the loser. You know, I just don't like it. It's like I joke and I say, the devil's here and God's here. And the devil is saying, go, go, go. And God is saying, no, no, no. You know, and it's just because I got to keep the head clear. If I don't keep this head clear, I am not good to myself. I'm not good to anybody else. And I am just very fortunate in life that I have a wonderful husband. This poor guy has lived with me. We've been married 50 years in January, we were. And, I mean, he's been with me with the whole weight thing. The whole weight thing, you know? I mean, I was heavy since I was, probably my teen years I started putting on the weight. And he's been with me, the ups, the downs, spending thousands of dollars. I wish I had the money, all the money I've spent on to get rid of my fat. That's how I think of it, get rid of the fat.
About 1 minute left.
Okay. So I just wanted to say that, you know what, today I am grateful. I am grateful because I have a program. And every day I get up, I have a choice. And thank you, God, today I choose to be abstinent and take care of myself. I feel I have to be an example. If I'm not an example, I can't stand up here and say to you people, well, you should be doing a program. What's your problem? You know, I can't do that. But if I'm doing, but I'm being an example, I can say, I can tell you what I do. That's all I can share with you, you know. So I thank you all for coming this morning. I really appreciate it. I feel the love. And I'm just so grateful to be at this, I was a delegate this year, so that was kind of exciting, too. Woo-hoo. But I mean, being here at this program and just seeing people that I hear on the phone, people I get to know, new friends I make. But I only do it one day at a time. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, Sheila. So I'm Beth, and I'm a compulsive eater. Hi. And I like to go to the literature and to answer questions and ask questions. And my question to Sheila when we've talked about slogans, I'm like, where do slogans come from? Are they in our literature? Like, there's a lot of slogans that are not in the Big Book or the 12 and 12 or the Daily Reflections. And so where do they come from? Are slogans outside literature? Yeah. So I did some research. For those who know me, I do like to do research. And I looked on different websites. And so I don't know if this is outside literature, so forgive me. But from the history of AA slogans from a website on aacleveland.org, there was a question and form answer, and I'm going to read that to you. So the question, what is the history of typical AA slogans like first things first and one day at a time? Answer, We don't have a great deal of information about the origins of AA slogans and acronyms, but we can provide some sharing and preliminary information. Many of these slogans, as with other practices in AA, were simply passed along verbally to other members, so it's impossible to know who started using them first. It is possible that some of the slogans may have originally stemmed from part of the Oxford Group movement language, but could also be that they were original with Bill and Dr. Bob and the early members. Members have always inquired as to the origins of various slogans, and it has always been difficult to narrow down. In our research, we discovered a letter written from a former GSO, General Service Office, archivist, Frank M., dated in 1989, who responded to a similar question that was posed to him. This was Frank's response. Your interest in the origins of One Day at a Time is shared by many of us. Like hand-holding, however, it's difficult to pinpoint the exact moment. That is the problem we find with most of our AA slogans, unfortunately. We do know, however, that many slogans commonly heard have first been around since the early days of fellowship. In December of 1958, Ruth Hawk, a non-alcoholic, who was AA's first secretary, wrote a response to a similar question concerning different slogans. In her reply, Ruth wrote, Bill W. and I first worked together in January 1936 when he had first been sober just over a little a year, and at that time, Easy Does It, Live and Let Live, and First Things First were a part of the daily conversation. They were also used in the very first drafts of the book, but probably only Bill himself could tell you where he picked them up. As far as I'm concerned, all of the above were introduced into AA by Bill W. himself, although not original with him. Some of these could have been used in Oxford group meetings, but there's no way for sure. In addition to Ruth's response, page 220 of Bill W.'s biography, Pass It On, also addresses this topic. Some AA saws, S-A-W-S, were also used long ago as the late 1930s, First Things First, Easy Does It, Live and Let Live. Because these appear in the first edition of the Big Book and at the end of the chapter of the family afterward, it's probable that the use of slogans originated with Bill and that he brought them from Vermont, old saws with new teeth. So, the word saws, I think, was the slogans. I guess it's interesting. Like, I'm going to use a saw to help me with my recovery. So that's just a piece of information. And coming from our literature, or the 12 and 12, it doesn't say the word slogan, but it, for me, slogans help me to get out of myself. When I'm ego-driven, I want it my way, I'm like, all right, pause, and I say, thy will not mine be done, or say the serenity prayer, or one day at a time, and that does a complete frame shift. My sponsor reminds me frequently that this program helps us to shape our attitudes and perspectives. And then when I can have that frame shift, I can reevaluate what's going on rather than being so focused on my way. So on step 11 in the AA 12 and 12, at the bottom of page 102 to 103, there's a paragraph that reminds us the importance of repeating particular phrases. As the day goes on, we can pause where situations must be met and decisions made, and renew the simple request, thy will, not mine, be done. If at these points our emotional disturbance happens to be great, we will more surely keep our balance, provided we remember and repeat to ourselves a particular prayer or phrase that has appealed to us in our reading or meditation. Just saying it over and over will often enable us to clear a channel choked up with anger, fear, frustration, or misunderstanding, and permit us to return to the surest help of all, our search for God's will, not our own, in the moment of stress. This is page 103 in the AA 12 and 12. And to finish up the paragraph, at these critical moments, if we remind ourselves that it is better to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved, we'll be following the intent of step 11. So this, you know, explains that the power of slogans and how these slogans help me connect to my higher power. So with that, it's your turn to share. Sheila has passed around some slogans, and we would love for you to come up to the mic and share your experience, strength, and slope. Experience, that's not a slogan. Experience, strength, and hope on the slogan that you have in your hand, or anything else that you'd like to share about the slogans. Oh, before we do that, just wanted to encourage you, if you don't know, you know, what a lot of different slogans are, it was great to hear what people shared. You know, you can do research. You can, you know, go in, you know, Google AA slogans, and there's, you know, several different websites, but one that Sheila and I found had like 5 pages, like over, I don't know, 200 slogans, and I'm like, I've never heard of these before. And so that's always a great resource, is just type in AA slogans and you'll find a lot of the listed. I mean, you know, I'm not advocating any website, but use at your own risk. But, you know, there's a lot of information that a lot of AA members have done to be able to provide program-related information. So, who's first? Oh, sorry, your question?
No.
Oh, T is first. Come on up.
Hi, everybody. Wow, a lot of people came in. My name's T, and I'm a compulsive eater. I just wanted to piggyback on what, what's her name said just a minute ago, Beth. Beth.
Structure of memory.
And that, and I teach this stuff. Anyway, repeating things. I had a very horrific situation happen in my life, and I wasn't accepting it at all. And I went for a walk, and I turned the Serenity Prayer into a chant. Out loud, I was walking and just kept repeating it and repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And it probably was one of the most horrific things that have ever happened to me. And I couldn't accept the unacceptable. And I found for me that repeating the one most important slogan for me here is the Serenity Prayer. And after I was finished on my 30-minute walk and my 30-minute of chanting the Serenity Prayer, I came back and dusted myself off, and I was able to accept the unacceptable. It's funny how serendipitous our program is. Take what you can and leave the rest. What I could do that day was finally get to acceptance, and I had to leave the rest. Thank you.
Thank you, T. Welcome to come up. You don't need to raise your hands, but just.
I'm Serena, compulsive eater. And I'm so lucky. I released 158 pounds in CHOW.
Wow.
That I carried for 30 years. I was morbidly obese, so it's a whole new lifestyle. This is, program has saved my life. Anyway, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. So I guess I was thinking of myself a whole bunch. It was all about me. And so it's kind of, what can you do for my fellow sufferers? So thank you for saving my life.
Thank you. Suzanne, do you want to come up?
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure to speak in the microphone since I'm telling everyone else to. Okay. I'm Suzanne, compulsive eater. And I want to thank Beth and Sheila. Thank you, guys. Easy does it, but do it anyway. And I like that easy does it, because I can really, you know, my mind can go, I'm right here, but in 5 seconds I can go from, you know, way over there, and I'm like, uh-oh. Easy does it reminds me not to overdo it, stay in the moment. But the other one that I think they go together is keep it simple. If easy does it and keep it simple, then I can stay grounded. I think in it, as Bill sees it, Bill is talking about when the last time he saw Dr. Bob, and I don't remember if Dr. Bob said keep it simple, but he said don't foul things up, okay? And so I have to remember that. Easy does it, breathe, keep it simple, because I can complicate things. And if I remember those two things, I'm okay. And if I'm okay, then everyone else around me is not flipping out that I'm going overboard. So good for everyone else if I remember those two things. It helps the people around me, like my husband. So very, very grateful for those two slogans, because for me, they go hand in hand. Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. And if you want to stand up, if multiple people come to the mic, you're welcome to just kind of stand on the side or in the aisle, just so you're prepared to come up.
Okay, Carl, compulsive eater.
Hi, Carl.
I got don't pick up, ask for help, call your sponsor, and go to meetings. I do that all the time. It works. Also, when I discovered I was overdoing my coffee by putting a little too much something in it and spooning it and thinking it was like coffee ice cream or something, my sponsor is the one, you know, I immediately called him, told him what I was doing, and we did something about it. I started over, even though at that time I had 11 years and 5 months. I still had to start over, 7 months, excuse me. So now I have 2 years clean, and it's all right, it's fine. Now a saw is an often stated observation regarding something from common experience. I know that, I grew up in the country, I'm 62, that was a common phrase where I grew up. Thank you. Yeah.
Renee, recovering compulsive eater. One of the things I heard many years ago is the slogans are the rails that we hold on to as we walk the steps. And that definitely has resonated with me for so many years. And then the other, I don't know if this is a slogan, but it certainly rings a lot of truth for me. I finally got a grip when I learned to let go, you know, and that's, yeah. And boy, I absolutely love this program. I'm also an Al-Anon. So, and when I'm working these programs in tandem, you know, I have an opportunity to live happy, joyous, and free. And it's, you know, I could not imagine a better life for myself, you know, upon surrendering to this program. And it has, I'm living in the promises, you know, and I am just eternally grateful for everything that I've received. And my little slogan was, keep the plug in the jug. And that's one of the things that was very difficult for me, because this translates into covering my mouth, keeping my mouth shut, as well as covering my buttons. Because I was constantly, in fact, my sponsor would always tell me, my husband was an alcoholic, and so we were together when he was in the disease. So she would always remind me, as soon as you put the key in the door, start covering your buttons physically, because you know there's going to be an interaction. So that, you know, has also been one of my mainstays, covering my mouth and covering my buttons. And that just allows me to keep the focus on myself and to allow others to live and let live. So thanks for letting me share. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Kay, a compulsive eater from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kay.
Anyway, okay. So I had a laugh because the one I got was Easy Does It. Now, I grew up in a family. My parents were alcoholics, so they went to AA. And my father was always a real condemning kind of guy, you know, pointing the finger. And he'd say to me, easy does it. You know, he'd, like, really mean. And as a teenage girl, I'm tuning you out, buddy. You know, I didn't want any part of this Alateen program or anything that he wanted me to do. And so, you know, I just tuned it out and didn't want to hear it. Well, now it's a real lifeline for me because he used to go, easy does it, but do it. You know, it was like, okay, you know. So anyway, I've relearned, you know, what this means. And I'm so grateful for it because I'm a perfectionist. I'm hard on myself. I'm also very codependent, and I want everybody to love me and just, you know, whatever. Don't want to upset anybody and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I'm really learning. God's given me, a year ago at this convention, gave me a different sponsor, and I'm really grateful for that because I'm learning and growing. And she says to me a lot about, take it easy. You know, easy does it. So anyway, I'm really grateful for that. And I'm glad that I don't have that teenage mind anymore. I wish I had a teenage body or whatever. But that teenage mind, you know, of, nope, not going to do this. Just total rebellion. Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, please, we have 10 minutes.
Hi, I'm Roberta, compulsive eater.
Hi, Roberta.
So what struck me when Sheila was first talking was the slogans that were important to her. And the slogan that my favorite is let go and let God. And the reason why it's important is because in my life, I lived in a chaotic, alcoholic home. And so it was, I felt I had to control everything. Can't we just get along? Can't we do this? I'll do this. I'll be whatever you want. Just let's get along so I can have peace. So because I was just trying to hold everything together, the phrase, let go and let God, has meaning to me where I go, I can't do this. Another slogan, I can't, God can, I think I'll let him. But each slogan, it seems to me that each one of us has the background that is different. And so each slogan is almost like a key, and it's like me going down the walkway here and saying, is this your key? Is this? And sometimes the keys don't work. It's like, that really doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't speak to me because where I'm at, it doesn't get me. But pretty much when you have a ton of slogans, whatever it is, there's a key to unlock each one of us. And when we can unlock that, then we go, oh, thank God. And then the walls go down and we get connected. And that's when we find healing. I came into this program because I wanted to lose weight and be attractive so people would like me, so I would have peace. I just want peace. That's why I went to food and alcohol for so many years, because I'm so attuned to what other people are thinking and feeling. It is overwhelming, and I needed food and alcohol to be a curtain to close you all off so I could hopefully find peace. Well, now that I don't have food and alcohol, I have to be connected, and I don't always want to be. But the slogans help me realize, no, Roberta, you need to be connected. Everybody in this room, I need you, and you need me. That's where I find the peace, and that's what I love about the slogans. So, thanks.
Hi, everybody, I'm Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Grateful, recovering, one day at a time. When I first came into program, I launched right into service, and, you know, the one that I got is help is only a phone call away. And I was not familiar at all with 12-step when I came in, and I was making all these outreach calls, and I thought I was helping others by calling them. And I didn't get until like the third or fourth day in the program that it was for me. And I think that brings me to just a really poignant point. I worked in an art gallery when I first got into program, and I was weighing and measuring and all my food, and I was vacuuming the carpet, and I realized so many people were talking about self-centered fear, and I didn't really understand what that meant. And I thought, you know, I always felt like nothing was ever about me, but I didn't realize that I was on my mind all the time about how nothing was really about me. And so I didn't relate to that, I didn't have a lot of self-confidence, but I didn't realize that I was kind of trapped in my own little bubble. So one of the things that my sponsor would tell me, and it comes to mind all the time, is awareness is the first step. And that has really unlocked a lot of my own self-centered fear. It's helped me to grow. And even when I have a problem that just feels really big, I just know that when I'm gaining in the self-awareness that I can interrupt that negative thinking, which, you know, just always led me back to the food. So that has given me a lot of peace. I too, you know, I repeated that serenity prayer for years before I really understood what it meant and what I could apply it to. And I really haven't found anything that I haven't been able to apply that serenity prayer to, especially with forgiveness. And forgiveness and resentment, that's been really, really hard for me. And self-forgiveness, being able to forgive others, I've found that I can do that, but forgiving myself, that serenity prayer has been so helpful. And, you know, I grew up in a family where there wasn't active alcoholism, but I carry a lot of the traits, so I'm an adult child, and it seems like nobody in my family really understands what I'm doing in this program. And they watch me with curiosity as I've been weighing and measuring my food all these years. But I sometimes wonder, it's like, why was I born into this very codependent family? And what is it that we really do have in common? And the thing that has really helped was this conversation I had with my mom, you know, because every time you go home, when I would go home and I would think, oh, it's going to be so much easier now that I have a program. And then I go home and then the buttons get pushed. And then I'm like, oh, I'm still sitting in the backseat of the car and I'm 12, you know. No matter how much I grow, my stuff just comes up so front and center. And just very quickly, this story, it was like my third trip home and I'd been abstinent maybe 5 years. And my mom and I were sitting and I said, you know, have you ever had like a poem or a favorite song or anything that has just come to you? And she said, well, and my parents have been married for about 55 years. And she said, well, you know, when we first got married, in the bathroom, there was this like little poem and it said, you know, and it was the Serenity Prayer. And I thought, oh my gosh, all this hell that I feel like I've been going through with this family all these years, in just a single moment, I felt like we're all looking for peace. We're all looking for serenity. And if I feel like I'm so different from this family that I grew up in that moment, I felt like that Serenity Prayer was a bridge back to my family and to healing. And it made it, while I can't explain why I ever became a food addict, it somehow made it okay that all of that happened, that I could still go home and that I could find the things that we have in common instead of just always focusing on the differences. So that has given me a lot of peace. And the last little slogan that has really helped me is, when I am disturbed, it is me that has the problem. Because as long as I'm blaming others and looking to others, you know, I'd really, when I'm wrong about something, it's like, oh my gosh, okay, it's such a relief. I can do something about that. I can't do it when I'm just in resentment and blaming others. And the very last thing that I heard was, and I'm not sure if it's a slogan, but it's, when you hold a grudge, it's letting something live rent-free in your head. So anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Gina. We have about 5 minutes left, and we wanted to do our drawing. But any burning desires or any, yes. Come on up.
Oh, I'm burning. Hi, everybody. Marilyn Rose. Yay, hi, everybody. Welcome to California. Nice to see you. And thank you for your service, and thank you for being here. And aren't we lucky? And what I'm thinking, I want to share with you, progress, not perfection. And what I know for me is last September, I had a meal that was not, couldn't call it abstinent. And I got to talk to my sponsor and start over again. It's like, after all these years.
Into the mic, your voice is decreasing, oh. So be loud and proud.
How about this? Is that working? Yeah. Okay. And and a day one came last September, and that was an important progress, not perfection. I've never left. I'm 98 pounds lighter than I was, wow. And I'm never leaving. And one of the things, one of the slogans that I also learned was, if I don't change, my abstinent date will change. Oh, and it's all about expanding my connection with a higher power. And getting into an old resentment that I thought I had dealt with, and it wasn't dealt with, and it showed up in a meal. And I'm glad it was only a meal. I'm glad I had a program, and we always get to start over. Progress, not perfection. Thank you for being and sharing your recovery with me.
Thanks, Marilyn Rose. Yep. All right, so in this last, at the moment, I'm sure everybody's been waiting for, it's our drawings. We have, so those who came in late, I'm sorry, but those who participated in a game, And we've put people's names in, and we're going to have people draw names, and we'll give them a prize. Then we have a grand prize at the end.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody today who's come to this meeting. I was praying on it. I said, so let there be some people there because I know it's early in the morning. And God does. See? You ask and you shall receive. So thank you so much. Let's all end with the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. Amen. Thank you all.